From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E is inviting the community to learn more about its community wildfire safety program. You can visit the Fortuna River Lodge Conference Room on Monday, July 15th between 6 to 8 p.m. to hear about wildfire safety and emergency preparedness. You can also meet with PG&E reps and ask questions and share feedback. Topics include public safety power shutoff, enhanced vegetation management around power lines, hardening the electric system for future failure, and accelerated safety inspections and repairs of electric infrastructure. Learning more about the man involved in that deadly Humboldt Hill crash over the weekend, he's free on $175,000 bail and, according to reports, has previous convictions for speeding and hit-and-run property damage. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the night of the accident, Friday, was Ryder Stapp's 25th birthday. Police say he was allegedly driving drunk. His vehicle went through a parking lot and then struck a home where Robert Beland and Elizabeth Martin were in bed. The 64-year-old Beland died later at St. Joseph Hospital. The 62-year-old Martin treated at the hospital for her injuries. After the collision, Stapp tried to flee the scene on foot. Citizens, though, were able to detain him until CHP arrived. Stapp charged with DUI, hit and run, and vehicular manslaughter. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office actively recruiting for emergency communications dispatchers. The positions are paying $20.18 an hour. Also, applicants with a minimum one-year experience and possessing a post-basic dispatch training certificate eligible to receive hiring bonuses, including $3,000 upon hire, $1,000 upon completion of a six-month dispatch training program, and another $1,000 upon completion of the one-year probationary period. Find out more, humboldtgov.org/jobs. Double L Consulting is coming on board at HSU to help them find a permanent athletic director. They will assist with a comprehensive review of HSU operations and conduct a search for that person. HSU President Tom Jackson Jr. saying they bring a mix of campus experience and national perspective. Eureka Police organizing the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive Round 2. It happens July 31st, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Northern California Community Blood Bank in Eureka. All local public safety agencies are invited to take part, and community members are also encouraged to donate on behalf of the agency of their choice. Last year, the Battle of the Badges brought in 74 total donations. The goal this year is at least 100 donors. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.